This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It somehow added two chins to me. I don't know how that works, but I knew as soon as there was because they have
there's
like
something blocking it.
Yeah. But okay, but the problem
or else I'd
is
I'd be wearing it right now.
The problem is I'd be wearing it. I tried to put it on first. I was like, I'm going to do the whole segment like this.
I'm still not convinced it would have got there. That was the problem. Maybe it would have.
I don't know. A massive dome.
You have a really, yeah. I mean,
it's not great. John Thicke is my waistline, and it's my head size.
What size fitted hat are you again?
Oh, I'm like an 8.
Like, you got a big head.
Yeah. And well, not just that, but like when I attempted, I'm going to say attempted to play football, they had to get me like a double XL helmet, which, by the way, humiliating. Like Coach Massey, like every day would be like, kid's got a big melon. And I'm like, thanks, man. Needed that at 15. Really needed that.
Yeah. I just want to play football, man.
And by the way, he was not wrong, but it did sting for quite a bit there. But no, that is.
I love all the warnings on this, by the way, telling you not to wear the helmet and always intended for use as a protective helmet, and that's it.
I immediately put it on, too. That was something. We got a good laugh about that. If you guys, one, I'm pro this helmet. We like this helmet.
It looks much cooler in person.
Okay, so I'm not off on that,
no,
right?
No, it looks much cooler. The matte brown plays a lot better in person. Like I would pick that up and think, like, that's awesome. You know what would be really awesome with is autographs.
Are you just trying to angle for some autographs here?
No, I don't need any autographs. But like, it really would.
But like Miles Garrett's autograph,
like you get
right
one of those
there,
like Sharpies. It's just like it'd be perfect for autographs. I think football autographs on a helmet are always pretty sweet. I'll see it on Facebook Marketplace in like 3 days, I'm sure.
Only if Jeff Thomas gets.
But it looks really cool. It does in person. It looks a lot cooler than it did online.
So we're seeing the helmet here, and it's awesome. Okay, I already said it was awesome, so I'm not like I'm not doing the Daryl flip flop, which he's becoming known for. What I will say is, though, I even want to see the uniforms even more, right?
Yeah, I mean,
because if this gets a glow up in person, I got to imagine the uni, which I said was an 8 out of 10. I think this is a 7 out of 10. I think this now in person goes to an 8 out of 10. I'd love to see if the uni's also stepped up.
I hope you're right. I just think matte always looks better in person. Anything that's like matted like that. I just always think it looks better in person.
That's fair. It's tough to take pictures of Matt and make it look as cool as it does. That's a good point.
So this is it. And it's fun. I do understand why people were a little upset that there's nothing on the sides and it just is what it is. But it's the Browns forever. It's
fine. The only thing I would say about that is, I mean, it's a pretty Spartan look. And so I kind of think like it does fly. Like seeing it in person, you know me. I want a logo on the side of the helmet. And I don't want the helmet on the helmet. No, I want like Brown of the Elf. I want a great picture of a dog. Can I get Swagger Jr. at the funeral? Something like that. I'm just thinking out loud.
Can
here.
I get the photographer falling off the dude wipe stand?
Now, one of those two things could be a logo that you could use. I will say I get why you didn't put the logo on this. I get. I like it. It is a Spartan look, and I kind of think that's what makes it cool. I'd love to see these with all orange unis, though. You know, I'm just team all orange here. You know what? Here, bring it back. Because I think I want to put it on the cabeza here. See if we can make it fit a little different.
All right,
this
let's
time.
See how you do. Because right. It didn't go well the first time, so this the second time is bound to go very well.
All right. Did it get any better?
Yeah, no. Right. We can at least hear you talk, though, which is nice.
That's good. I kind of sound a little bit like Bane. Ooh, that hurt. It is just resting on my chin right now. I have a huge melon.
Yeah, it doesn't look good, man.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
This is like a really bad cartoon character.
I mean, in fairness, nothing really looks good on me, and I think I've proven that.
Yeah, but it's up in such a dumb way because they have a stopper there that won't let you put it all the way down, so it just looks especially dumb.
Well, the good news is, maybe I do owe the Browns an apology.
Yeah, what's that?
I hope this doesn't tank the approval ratings of this helmet if the pictures of me get out. Good Lord. That is just on my dome. All right. There you go.
Okay.
That was my chin was not supposed to be there. Any of them. Realize what I said. Any of my four chins. That's awesome. I like it. I'm not
gonna stay
pro
here for
it.
The next like 5 years.
And I just gotta put it on your side. That's okay.
You want it on your side? Go ahead.
No, I don't want it on my side.
I was just trying to get away from
me. I actually don't think there is a side. On my side, because this thing's up, because I think Kenny broke it.
I thought it looked cool on the videos.
And I'm not over Ken breaking it either, because he threw a temper tantrum about it. You know you're right. You know I'm right, Ken. I'm not throwing shots. I'm not throwing shade. All right, so...
Oh, now I lost its cool stand. All right, anyway. Go ahead.
Watching you do this should be the video.
It just it won't stick.
You had it... All right, this is actually my fault.
I had it perfect
you
in
had
the beginning.
It perfect. And then I wanted to put it on again so Keith could take a video making fun of what a jerk I look like.
Yeah.
And again, hope it doesn't hurt the approval ratings, Browns. I really was trying to do you a solid there, and there's too much mass for it to do a solid for you there on me. But and then watching JP struggle, that was great. So we got the helmet here. We're vibing. We're feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley Bastock joins us in about 15 minutes. But all right, this might come off like I'm taking a shot at a national host. I want to say I'm not. Colin Cowherd does a great job. There's a reason why he's one of the three biggest names in sports talk all the time and has been for 15 years.
Yeah.
But I know name porn when I hear it. I know when somebody's throwing names out there to get eyeballs. We might call it clickbait. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying clickbait. I am saying it, actually. But with the Browns' uncertainty this year, it's up in the air. Who knows? What does that mean for Kevin Stefanski? With whispers by Greg McElroy that Nick Saban could be coming back to the game. And
then Lane Kiffin not really stopping down those rumors either.
And with Arch Manning... For a lot of people, being QB number one next year, it is the perfect name porn storm, and Colin on the herd this week jumped right into those waters.
This is the worst kept secret in the South. Haslam, Jimmy, owner of the Browns, huge SEC Tennessee booster, leans heavily on the Manning family. Arch Manning is part of the Manning family, and this is where Nick Saban comes in. Saban is incredibly close to not only Jimmy Haslam, but Saban's close to the Manning family as well. And so Saban, if he could land, I'm told, a top quarterback like Harbaugh going to the Chargers for Herbert, he would take a phone call for the NFL. And there are two teams guaranteed to be awful this year in the NFL, Cleveland and the Saints. Nick Saban has coached in Cleveland with the Browns under the Belichick staff, and he coached at LSU. This is not a conspiracy theory. Haslam's circle of trust, according to an article in The Athletic last year, is the Manning family and Jimmy Sexton and Bill Parcells. Sexton is Nick Saban's agent.
Yeah, this is a conspiracy. Just today on July 23rd, 2025.
I have to say it's not a conspiracy theory. I think it only stamps down it being a conspiracy theory, right?
I will, okay.
A little tough. I like the connecting of the dots, though.
I do, and here's the thing. I don't think Arch is coming out next year, but I do think because of the Haslam's relationship with the Mannings, I think we actually can scratch them off on... If they think Arch is ready, well, he's going to stay one extra year because he doesn't want to go to the Browns. I actually think we can scratch that off.
I mean, if anything, we can even go a step further and suggest that if there was a team that Arch would leave early for, it would in fact be the Browns.
It would be a team with the relationships that the Mannings have, a la the Haslams or anybody connected to Peyton.
We've always thought the Saints would be one of those teams as well, but I think you can throw the Browns into that group of teams.
Colts, by the way.
You do or don't.
I would say, yeah. Those three, because again, Peyton, Arch, The Giants would be another one. That's another team, too. I would say any team that Manning has played for, and then that there's that close relationship.
Well, they've been
really
smart about all this, because now they've gotten basically everyone under the impression that Arch Manning is going to stay for a couple more years and won't come out after this year. So it'd be a surprise. But yeah, I think if there's a certain number of teams, the Browns hit that. But if Saban ended up being the head coach, and you have Saban and Arch Manning, because that's how we're tied together here, right?
Yeah.
This isn't Saban and Nussmeier. This isn't Saban and Drew Aller. If it's Saban and Arch Manning, there's not a Browns fan in the world that isn't thrilled with that development.
I mean, are Browns fans that in the know with Arch?
How could you not be? Unless you're not a college football guy at all.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You hear Manning and maybe you make the connection there. The Saban thing's also interesting, because would we be looking at him as the Nick Saban that won X amount of national championships at Alabama, or would you be looking at him as the guy that went 2 years in Miami? I think there was a 10-win season there, but then flamed out very quickly and went back to college football.
I think you'd be looking at him as, let's see what he does in the NFL. I think you look at him like Alabama Nick Saban and then what he does in the NFL.
My biggest objection is the old thing. I'm not an ageist, by the way.
I think different people wear their age differently, right?
He's a young 73?
Can we call him that? Is that odd to say? He's like a young 73? He doesn't act like a 73-year-old in any sort of way.
I think he acts like an 80-year-old.
Oh, no,
with
no, no.
With that dour personality?
He's
80-year-olds.
No, I think of all the different media stuff he's been doing and running around. Like, he's got his hand in everything, college football still. Like, he's very active.
Mac?
He's the same age as Pete Carroll.
All right, which is 73?
Yes.
Okay. Well, but
one's an active 73, the other one less so.
Actually, Pete Carroll is an active 73,
no, he's
too.
Younger. If you had said Pete Carroll was a young
active,
73.
That's a young 73,
yeah,
for sure that is.
That's a 53-year-old.
I think he falls in that same category, that young 73. There's old 73s, too. We don't have to go down that road.
Name them.
Well, Belichick's around 73, right? He's dating young, but that doesn't mean he's young, okay?
I feel like he's young by proxy.
Doesn't mean he's...
Also 73.
He's dipping in youthful waters, and I think it's de-aging him a little bit.
Wow, how many great coaches are 73 years old right now? Yeah. How about that?
That was a great... Everybody knew that was a vintage year for football coaches.
That's what it is. It's like
when they were all born, they're like, this will be the year. I think it was Nostradamus had it.
Yeah.
His 17th quatrain in the year... What year were they born?
1952.
In the year 1952, great American leaders will come out of many a places and lead a game called football to prominence. It fell apart quickly, folks. Training camp coverage powered by Genesee Brewing Company and Window Nation. I mean, it's okay. It is great name porn in that I think there are people who would immediately be like, hey, you got to go 2-15, but next year you have Nick Saban and Arch Manning. You down to clown? I think there would be a fair amount of people to sign up for that. No, and by the way, it would also make 2-15 so much more palatable. But
well,
I don't
feel
know.
Like you really did something to get 2-14.
I think what's really interesting is 2-15. What's the push and pull of how people feel about Jimmy Haslam around football, where people clown on him all the time and say nobody respects him and he interferes, versus the personal relationships that he has, or at least is alleged to have had?
I think this would be a great spin for Haslam. If the personal relationship was part of the reason why Arch Manning came out earlier than anybody expected, but the Manning family just loves Jimmy Haslam so much and has so much respect for Jimmy Haslam, a million boosted up points for that being your owner.
I think this is more likely to be like, yeah, we do business. We know each other through Tennessee, but there are other places my kid can go, right?
Like back to Texas. They seem like they genuinely do like him. I know it's hard for us to conceive that.
Okay, this is like the Browns like their quarterbacks, but they're still Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and two rookies. Fair?
I don't know.
I'm not trying to poke too many holes in this, but it does feel a little bit like,
So Coward was really running with the dynamics of Manning and Haslam being like the best of buddies. And I guess we just don't know. We don't actually know their relationship that way.
Yeah, like they're plenty
of
people.
They both love Tennessee football. We know that.
There are plenty of people who I like. I'm not doing business with. I like personally until we get into the business side of things.
Well, and you'd never say it publicly, but you might take their phone calls and you might answer to things, but you're like, I would never want to host a show with that person. We might like that person, but I'd never host a show with that person. There's people we got that named out for each other.
List those names real quick. 216-474-0092.
About somebody we already mentioned earlier in the show.
What would the reaction be If the Browns moved on for Kevin Stefanski for Nick Saban and Arch Manning at the end of the year, are you thinking Nick Saban in the NFL? Are you just thinking about those rings in college? Ashley Bastock will be joining us. We'll get her take on what camp battles are most interesting and how she thinks this QB situation will go in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. When you're in the need to know,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next guest all season long. I hope she knows that that's the plan. All season long, going to be joining us on Wednesdays. Today we've got her at 3:20. You know her work from cleveland.com. Ashley Bastock joining us on the fan hotline here. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Guys, of course I knew that's the plan. Come on, give me some credit here.
Oh, see, I was thinking more of like, I did ask her that, didn't I?
Yeah, give yourself some credit, Nick. Come on. What are we doing? You did. You asked me. We okayed it. This was weeks ago. We're all set.
I think that's the problem. I think the weeks ago is the part that my long-term memory's already kicked that one out. All right, so we had Myles Garrett at his press conference earlier today saying, the bar's never been higher, despite coming off 3-14 and having this quarterback room. And he didn't say that last part. I was editorializing it. But mentioning the Super Bowl's the goal, a Defensive Player of the Year award. I'm just curious your reaction when you heard those comments by Myles.
Yeah, I don't think it was anything particularly surprising. I think I've come to expect those talking points from Myles. And I mean, truthfully, the last few years, he is in the Defensive Player of the Year award conversation anyway. But I do think ever since they agreed to this contract, that really just even more so has been the messaging around Myles about, because of the historic nature of this deal they gave him, expecting even more out of him. And I think this idea of expecting even more out of himself has been a narrative that Miles has perpetuated over the last couple of years. And I do think it is important to hear him say those things this year, though, just knowing that we're coming off of what was at times kind of a bitter negotiating tactic, if we want to call it that, before he agreed to this contract extension. So I do think hearing that sort of focus from him, that sort of optimism from him, was really important for his teammates even, and I guess just the overall morale after he went through a trade request, you know, and moving past it. And by all accounts, it seems like everyone has, but I think these are the kind of moments that help you as a team and your teammates move past it too.
Did you find it interesting? He didn't really want to dig into the quarterback battle at all. When, again, that you made that such a priority in talking about why he signed the deal and this big plan, and then he kind of went Switzerland on it.
Yeah, you know, I think it's kind of interesting with Miles, because you can get either real version of him at the podium. Like, I think now, where maybe in years past he would be a bit shyer or a bit more quiet, when Miles has something to say, he tends to say it. But also, at the same token, I think when it comes to internal things like this, like position battles especially, he doesn't tip his hand too often. You're not really going to know what he's thinking, or he's going to be very coy about it. So I don't know that I expected him to come out and say anything groundbreaking when it came to the quarterbacks today. But, you know, we'll get to a point if we do hear something like that from him in this camp. I think it'll certainly be significant, anything he says about these quarterbacks going forward. But yeah, I think with Miles, that's just kind of like the two versions of Miles Garrett in terms of these podium interviews that you get at this stage of his career.
Ashley, the Browns obviously not back at the Greenbrier this year, so no Greenbrier waltz for any of us. I will ask, though, beyond that, are they making changes? Are they approaching this camp differently than previous years, given they're coming off 3-14, and given there is some skepticism with I think Vegas has got them at about a 5.5 win team right now?
Yeah, I think they are. I'm actually planning on writing something about that a little bit today, but I do want to watch them practice first. They don't practice until later in the day today. We're not going to be out there until after 4 o'clock watching them. But it just seems like even in the spring, and I think I've mentioned this on the show before, we saw more team and competitive periods in the spring. I asked Denzel Ward and Miles Garrett about that today, and they said the intensity seems heightened. You know, I think it's even significant that we got the list of the guys going on PUP yesterday and the injury lists, and there were really only three guys, David Bell, Mike Hall Jr., and Deshaun Watson. I mean, in the last couple of years, those lists have been lengthier. They've been really, really careful if anybody comes in with tweaks or anything. So maybe they are just healthier this year, or maybe you have guys who, you know, have whatever, a little something going on that are going to push through it. We won't really know until we talk to these guys one by one. But I think already that is a difference. And I think what we saw in the spring in terms of competitive periods was a big change, which leads me to believe we're going to see maybe more of that early on in camp, and them being less conservative in that way.
Yeah, Ashley, I think most years a lot of people that are in the media or cover the team, you know, they just remind the fans like, hey, listen, during joint practices or OTAs or even some of the practices coming up here with training camp getting underway, like, don't just take it with a grain of salt. But this is a unique situation. Like, we've never seen a four quarterback battle before, at least I can't remember one. And so it feels like for the quarterbacks and maybe even some of the other positional battles, maybe we can take something away from this. Are you taking anything away from some of these practices?
Yeah, you know, I think with the quarterbacks in particular, but you can talk about it with other positions too, like edge rusher, left tackle, even though I pretty much think that is Dewan Jones's job at this point. I think what I always like to say is the Browns might not want to reveal a lot to us, but the reps don't lie. Like, I think that is going to determine a lot of what we think about where this quarterback battle stands, where other position battles stand. You know, I think about the defensive line. Like, if I'm seeing Alex Wright out there taking a majority of those snaps opposite of Miles Garrett with the first team, I'm going to assume that means that he is leading the way for that second starting edge rusher job right now. And same thing with the quarterbacks. You know, we talked about in the spring when you have three guys on one field and Shedeur Sanders on another field working through different things and working with the reserves, like that tells us something, even if they don't want to show their hand and be secretive about where things stand. So for me, it is really all about those reps, watching the two spotting they're doing with those quarterbacks, who's going with what team, who's getting first team reps. Those things to me kind of matter the most, especially at this early stage. And I really think they're going to matter that joint practice week with Philly in about 3 weeks. Because by that point, I think you're going to, if you're the Browns, have to have a good idea of who is getting those prime reps going against another team, a really good team in those joint practices.
Ashley Bastock, Cleveland.com, Browns reporter on the Fan Hotline here, joining us as she will every Wednesday throughout football season. So given the win total that Vegas has put out there, given they're coming off a 3-win season, and given the quarterback room and maybe a little bit of the fact that it might be a little uninspiring for people, I'm talking about me, should we grade Kevin Stefanski on a curve this year given all of that?
Yeah, you know, I think yes. Like this is an interesting spot to be in for this team, for Kevin Stefanski, for Andrew Berry. And I'm sure you guys get asked a lot about this too, and their job security. And it's like, well, the way you've heard Jimmy Haslam and this organization talk about the quarterback situation, and obviously knowing what that room looks like, they are in a tough spot this year that I do think requires being graded on a curve. And at the same time, you know, things can change on a dime in the NFL. And if you start losing games and you start, with a pretty bad record, then it's a never say never sort of situation in terms of job security. And I think it would be for anybody in that situation. But I do think, like, knowing especially, hey, this team's going through a four-team quarterback battle. They didn't take a quarterback high in this year's draft. They weren't super aggressive in the free agent market necessarily either, and it's hard to be with that position anyway. It does, I think, for me personally mean, hey, like, you have to consider everything, take everything with a grain of salt in terms of what their record winds up being, and consider that a good quote-unquote year might look a little bit different in terms of number of wins.
Are you expecting the best, or are you bracing for the worst with the Browns this year?
I would say probably closer to bracing for the worst, like a little bit. You know, last year I picked them to win 11 games, I want to say. Right now, I think 5.5 wins sounds a little low to me. I would maybe bump it up to 7 or so, just because, like, I think we've seen in quote-unquote down years under Kevin Stefanski, it is right around that 7-9 win mark and not making the playoffs. And I do think last year, for many reasons, was somewhat of an anomaly, but I do think it's hard in the NFL when you don't have a sure answer at quarterback. And if you're having a four-guy position battle, you obviously don't have a sure answer. So that to me is difficult, combined with the difficulty at the beginning of the schedule. First 6 games, you're playing all 3 division teams, and you're playing the 3 best NFC North division teams, and that was arguably the best division in football last year. So it's not going to be an easy path, and I think that more than anything is kind of leaning me towards a bit more pessimistic outlook on the season, and really the focus being what can you learn about your quarterback room this year to prepare for the draft next year when you have 2 first round picks.
Ashley, I'm staring at the Browns' 3rd helmet. We have it right here in studio. I gave it a 7 out of 10 on first glance. Now that I see it in person, like, a little bit more. It should be noticed. I don't have fashion sense, so that should also be thrown in there for anybody out there who's already outraged at what I'm saying. 1 to 10 scale, what are you grading the 3rd helmet?
Well, I haven't seen it in person yet, so that's kind of difficult for me to give an accurate rating, but I can give you my take, which is I never get fired up about uniforms or helmets ever. So I guess I'll give it like a 6. I don't know. Like, I like to think I do have an interest in fashion, but for whatever reason, my hot take is I don't really care about jersey or helmet reveals. So I don't know why I'm like that. I always have been. I have this discussion every year with people when they ask me about a new jersey or a new helmet. I typically land on, I don't really care either way, but it looks great. Like, let's give it a 6. Let's give it on the optimism side of the scale.
Oh, by the way, JP's the exact same way. He's been indulging me all day long, and I appreciate that. Ashley, great stuff. We appreciate you. Please get to the bottom of whether the person that fell off the float into Lake Erie during the big reveal of the, whether that was staged or real.
I called it out as staged instantly, Ashley.
I think it's real. I feel empathy for that person.
I think it's real. I think it's real, too. I'm with Nick on this.
How do you make it go viral, Ashley? It's not just unveiling it as the Browns helmet.
Look at the unis. Or look at the mascots. The mascots look incredibly troubled.
They couldn't be in on it. It's the only way you make it. You got to make it seem authentic.
Ashley, great stuff. We appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Ashley Bastock there, Cleveland.com on the Fan Hotline. She'll be joining us all football season long. You heard it here. You heard it with her. During Wednesdays. Throughout football season there, we will have Kevin Stefanski's presser at the end of this hour before practice, which I found out after my big fat mouth said the opposite earlier in this segment, but we'll react to what Ashley had to say, and just Kemp Cupcake being a thing of days past. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. And Ashley's going to join us every week throughout football season as well on Wednesdays. We are going to be working towards Kevin Stefanski's press conference here. As soon as he steps to the podium, we'll throw it live to Berea. And press conferences on The Fan are brought to you by Montrose Kia. Choose, click, cruise at montrosekia.com. I will say, I think I've entered the Baskin and Phelps era.
No, that's tiny print.
That's entirely too tiny of print.
It's tiny print.
For me to read. Is that 10 feet away?
It's at least.
I'm not good with feet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm not Rex Ryan.
No, almost got it at the same time.
That's how she goes.
Tarantino.
Now, it really is interesting. We've spent for so many years with the Browns with sincere expectations that we've just belittled any sort of analysis coming out of training camp. I mean, we tease about charting throws. And who was the dude from Minnesota last year? Was it Kohler?
Matt Kohler.
Matt Kohler, when he was like, by the way, they look unplayable on offense. We're like, what can you tell? They're not doing anything out there. He was right, by the way.
Couldn't have been more right.
But it's interesting. Like, this is a year where when you guys go to training camp, when we go to training camp, what you see actually really.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tact shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Will matter this year, and we are, I mean, a four-way quarterback battle. This is real.
It's uncharted.
Practice is real again.
And it's uncharted territory, too. Like, that's the fun thing is that I don't remember a four quarterback battle ever. And so, like, I don't know. I think not only the quarterbacks, but other parts of this team, like, there are guys vying for actual spots. Like, I was on one of the Odyssey gambling shows earlier today, and they're like, so from a betting perspective, this sounds ridiculous, but they're like, from a betting perspective, how in should people be with the Browns when it comes to preseason games? And I'm like, well, I think very in. Like, it's insane that you guys are betting preseason games this way, but he's like, no, like a lot of people, they look for what teams are serious or not in the preseason. And I'm like, yeah, the Browns are going to be pretty serious in the preseason because anybody not named Myles Garrett is going to have to be out there actually doing things.
So beyond the actual just performance of how do guys look, how does the offensive line look, are they healthy? I will say this. I need to see that all the whispers about, hey, it's not Camp Cupcake. I need to see that's true.
That would be nice.
Kevin, I really think, Kevin, I think this is the right time to redo how you've done things in a more firmer tone, simply because the ground beneath your feet could very quickly turn out to be quicksand if you start out, if you're not ready for week one. Let's not put a record on it, but if it's apparent amongst teams in the NFL early on, you're not ready. God, if you're not ready, you don't have a chance this season.
Yeah.
You have to come out firing week one. Even if you don't win every game, that's fine, but it's how you look. How competitive are you? How crisp is that defense?
Mm-hmm.
Is that offensive line all the way back because it's early in the season, you're healthy, and you're back to the scheme that you've had success in? That I do think, like, and again, I think that starts with no more Camp Cupcake.
Well, I do think the difference here is going to be, it's going to be pretty large with how the media perception is as well. I remember I told you about, like, my Bears take where I thought, well, you know, last year everyone had the Bears in, like, the NFC title game and yeah. They got burnt on that one because Caleb wasn't very good. And so this year everyone's kind of correcting in the other direction. It's how it typically works in the media. I feel like last year everyone, for the most part, I don't want to say everyone. I guess like people like Zach Jackson said this offense wasn't very good. People like Matt Collar, who came on, said it wasn't very good. But most people, like Ashley herself, just said in the last segment we had her that she had him down for 11 wins before the season got underway. Mm-hmm. Like everyone gave the Browns, a lot of people that were there every day, gave the Browns and what they were seeing basically just the idea of, okay, we believe you.
Yeah, we crowned him.
We believe you.
Yeah.
You won with Joe Flacco.
I crowned them.
Yeah, you won with Joe Flacco. Like, we think this is actually doing something. Well, so you get burned, and now you're going to come back around. It's going to be harder to convince people like Ashley that really went to bat for this team last year that if they start to look good, that what she can see, she can believe. And I think that's going to be a harder uphill battle for Stefanski and company now.
So we'll get to the actual results later in the show. But I did some straw polling for over 30 media members on the Browns over-under being set at 5.5. But it was so much of what you just said there is the one thing that was mostly absent. I got a couple people talking about the quarterback room. But, you know, every time somebody chose the under, and I would ask, like, okay, why? The number one thing was like, well, look at that quarterback room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been funny to listen to the general media overall normalize 41-year-old quarterback that hasn't been a consistently good starter in 8 years, a guy that was atrocious in Pittsburgh, and then a third-round pick and a fifth-round pick, both of which were late or mid, you know, third to fifth-round picks. To normalize it, that's just like, no, that's a salient plan at quarterback. I think that's where it's like, okay, I can kind of see the plan, but every time I then pivot back to quarterback, it's like, you can practice as much as you want. And I want no Camp Cupcake because I want to know Kevin has that in his arsenal and he can make that change for what a team needs.
At least for future seasons if he still ends up being here.
At the same point,
we need to get rid of that.
It's like, okay, it's Joe Flacco, it's Kenny Pickett, it's Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel. I don't know how much I can really... How frothed up can I get if they end up being a 3-14 team like I think they're going to be?
If you're still pushing all in with a pair of threes, are you really pushing all in? And that's the hard part. That's why we've wondered for months now if we have to look at Stefanski just a little bit different for this season. Because if you don't have the players, but I think the idea that you have four quarterbacks makes this all so interesting. Because I think for many people around the NFL, you'd say out of the four, it's darts at a dartboard. Like you got to be able to find, you're getting more quarterbacks than most head coaches get an entire tenureship to try to figure it out. Well, you got four. Go figure one of them out.
So it's interesting you say this, because I was just thinking about this. I'm like trying to give Kevin credit if he doesn't run Camp Cupcake, meaning if he just introduces more competition and practice.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, there's data injury-wise all over the place in a multitude of ways, so there's not necessarily one way to do it. But, like, I've always been really, really fascinated by NFL coaches who are just furious that they don't have as much time as they used to in practice. And I'm like, okay, then run two fields of practice.
Yeah, which is what they did in the mandatory minicamp and OTS.
So it's going to be interesting if the thing that ends up helping Kevin succeed this year, which is if it was just set up by the fact that you have four darts at a dartboard and nobody knows who the hell should start or what will be success. It'd be funny if he just kind of, I don't say lucked into it, but if he just kind of tripped into a better way to run camp.
I mean, there's a part of me that I do wonder, and it's an awful plan to have, but if that is part of their plan. Like, just give us as many opportunities to try to get it right, and it will take what is normally three seasons worth of quarterbacks. We'll jam it into one season, and if one takes off, then awesome.
WKRK-FM and HD1 Cleveland Heights in Odyssey Sports Station. 92.3 The Fan. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, guys, we are waiting on Kevin Stefanski to step up in Berea there. As soon as Coach is talking, we're going to throw it right down there. A little bit of an inexact science moment going on, but I do think as part of this, just as a quick reminder, I asked Ashley, the other thing I asked her was like, okay, these four quarterbacks, 5.5 win total, mm-hmm. 3 wins last year, should we be grading Kevin on a curve? And the answer, I think, is an obvious yes. That's just incredibly easy to say on the heels of training camp and really not that easy to do if you actually get into a 3-4-5 win season.
Well, and the problem is that if you get into a 3-4-5 win season, you could talk about the offensive line injuries, you could talk about this, you could talk about that, all these actual real excuses, but you won't be able to hide from the fact that he will have done some things poorly.
Yeah.
He will have not recognized that. It's not easy. I can't overstate how it's not easy or designed to have you be a 3 or 4 win team.
Well, what's interesting, so it's, we're so normalized to 3-14 that I think Kevin got so much of a pass last year. And I understand why there was a lot of variables there. That I was just, there was a point where I was like John Travolta in Pulp Fiction, where I was like looking in every direction, like we're just gonna glaze over this. We're just not going to address how hard it is when you're a veteran team trying to win. Because this is another place where that absolutely has some sort of impact on how we should view the season. They were trying to win from jump last year.
Yeah.
Even if they had the abyss tattooed to their leg, weighing them down in the Deshaun situation, even if that, they tried to win.
And they legitimately thought they had Super Bowl expectations, too, is the other part.
And post Deshaun's injury, they were still trying to win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.